Okay, so this bit pattern will only occur as a start, and this bit pattern will only occur as the end. So this is how you know you're starting a packet, and this is how you know it's over. Okay, again, because it's not synchronous, it's asynchronous. It can happen anytime. Therefore, you have to do clock recovery, I think is the right term for it, where you know what the beginning of the packet is and the end of the packet, and that's what these things do. Okay. So what's in the packet? This is basically just another diagram of it. Your flag, your address, your control field, protocol ID, payload, frame check, and then the ending flag. And this bit stuffing thing is what I was talking about earlier, whereas if there was something in the information payload that would look like this, it will change it so it doesn't. That's what bit stuffing is, and you don't need to know any more detail about that.
That FCS part there, the frame, I think it was that frame check sequence. Frame check sequence. If you're generating a packet, a bunch of packets, and for some reason it's not just right, it will drop it before it's even transmitted, right?
The frame check is used on the receipt.
I'm sorry.
The packet is always going to be generated, right? Because your computer's not going to generate it wrong. What's going to happen is it goes out over the air, a burst of static comes in, it whacks part of the packet out, and you lose a couple of characters, and the frame check sequence no longer ties out to the content of the packet, and so it will just drop.
Got it.
But that FCS doesn't occur if it's being repeated through a digipeater.
Sure, it does.
Oh, that's interesting.
Sure, it does.
So it's built into every packet.
So if it fails at the digipeater, then it fails.
Same thing. Okay. No magic to digipeater. It's just another
thing. It's a receiver, and then I get it now. Okay.
Yeah. The only thing is, if it fails on the way to the digipeater, it won't get past the digipeater. So, but that's fine. Yeah. John, you have a comment?
No, I was going to say.
Okay. All right. So this is how a QSO actually happens. Okay. And let's assume that I want to talk directly to Carl, which is one particular kind of a packet. There's another whole kind of a packet. And I want to send Carl some specific data. So my station is going to send a packet that has what we call a connect request. It's an SABM packet, set asynchronous balance mode. It's basically a packet that has my from address and Carl's to address, and it says, I want to connect with you. Okay, that's what an SABM packet is. That's in the packet type that was one of the fields. Okay, Carl is going to send me back an unnumbered acknowledgement packet, another special type of packet. That's going to come back to my TNC, and it's going to say, okay, Carl has acknowledged that he wants to create a connection with you. And at this point, we are in connected mode. Okay, so I'm going to send him a packet which has a frame number of 1, and he's going to evaluate it and decide whether the frame check sequence works. And if he's received it, he's going to send a receiver ready packet, an RR packet, back to me. I'm going to get an RR packet and say, okay, he got packet number 1. I'm going to send him packet number 2. Okay, so I'm going to send him the next packet, and he's going to send me an RR. And these packets are numbered. This is number 1. This is number 0. This is number 1. That's the numbering that they're using. And he has acknowledged packet number 1. Here he's acknowledged packet number 2. I'm going to send him packet number 3, and he doesn't get it. Okay, so I'm going to wait. And I'm going to send it again, and then he's going to send an RR. Okay, so basically the fact that he did not acknowledge me in here means he didn't get the packet, and I've got to send it again. And it's going to wait for the frac timeout, which I will explain in a few minutes. So basically my transmitter will wait a certain predetermined amount of time and send it again. And then at the end, I will say, okay, I'm done. I will send him a disconnect packet. He will send me a UA packet, and that will be a QSO. So that's basically the way the network layer of the protocol works. And that's, you know, if I'm chatting with him, if I'm sending a WinLink message to WinLink, that happens for every packet.
This happens in milliseconds?
Hundreds of milliseconds.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, if you ever listen to, don't listen to APRS because that's not this. But if you listen to a WinLink message, that's the way it'll be. Okay. So that's basically how the protocol works to send data. Okay. And it will always be perfect. If it's either not perfect, it won't be there. Okay. The frac will time out. If this thing can time out, if this times out a certain number of times, it'll just drop. Okay. If I don't get it, if I send a whole bunch of packets to Carl, which I'll tell you about in a minute, and Carl doesn't acknowledge them, I'm just going to give up. Where does that leave Carl? Carl's just hanging there. Okay. Because I.
All dressed up with new.
That's it.
So. So the number of pack, the numbering that you're going on, does that go back to that other scheme that you had where it was incrementing the number?
Yeah, and I'll show you that because you can have multiple packets in a frame too, which makes it even more complicated. So, but I just wanted to get this, and this is what's called connected mode. So this is basically error-proofed data transmission. Okay, you know that you've gotten everything, you've acknowledged everything. Okay, you know that you've gotten every packet, and I know that you've gotten every packet because we ended up at this point. Okay.
Don?
Yeah.
So then, but if any one of those packets in that sequence are not received correctly, then the whole sequence book fails, or is it the first couple of packets?
It depends. Yeah. So if I was sending one packet at a time, if it fails on packet six, I'm not going to send you packet seven until you've acknowledged packet six. Now, it gets more complicated than that, and I've got a slide on how you can have multiple packets in what's called a frame. And if you've acknowledged packets one, two, three, five, and seven, I might send you four and six again.
Okay, so you don't lose the packets that were actually acknowledged. They will still remain, but you need to correct the out of sequence.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what about file transfer, where it'll just keep
on going?
Well, there's a specialized mode. There's actually three modes to AX25. There's connected, unconnected, and then there's called transparent. And what transparent does is if you can't like initiate a transparent packet, you have to initiate a connected mode packet, and then both stations can agree, hey, we're going to go to transparent mode, which takes a lot of the protocol stuff out.
Okay.
They're just doing basically just packet assembly and disassembly, and you're putting a bunch of packets into a single frame.
So that's kind of like how X-Modem works.
Yes. At the highest possible level, yes. The detail implementation's completely different, but yeah, generally, It's kind of like X-Modem and some of those early...
Where you could come back and get the missing packets.
Yes.
At a later time.
Yeah, and if you're talking about file transfer, remember we're talking 1,200 baud here. So
talking about 1986.
That's true. Look, if you want to send files, you don't use 1,200 baud packet.
Yeah.
Okay? See what I got next. So, this was connected mode. This is for going back and forth. All right. The other mode that's out there is unconnected mode, and this is how APRS works. This is basically, I'm going to blast the packet out into the ether, and I don't know what the hell happens to it. Okay, when do we use that? We use that when we're announcing where we are in our car. Okay, so UI frames are basically broadcast frames. Okay, and you will apply the frame check sequence when you receive one, so you'll never get a wrong location of John when he's driving to the radio store or something like that during COVID. But you're not going to acknowledge it because it's sent as a UI frame, an unconnected packet versus an iframe, which is a connected packet. That's the way you would send audio or video if you were broadcasting, for example. Okay, because you're just going to blast packets out there. You don't care whether somebody gets every single one of them or not. Okay, if I'm watching TV, what matters to me is that it doesn't stop and try and get every frame right if there was static there. What I want is for it to continue on, even if I lose a little bit of it. Okay, in video, that's the way you want it. You want timing, you don't care as much about accuracy. If you're sending data, you want accuracy and you don't care that much about time. Okay?
If you're unconnected and you have a packet, remember I was asking about that FCS, I believe. Yes. So you're unconnected. What if there's something wrong in the transmission? Do you lose the whole packet, or yes. The whole packet, you don't get any of it then?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I was.
Don't you get a garbled packet?
Unconnected? Well, but it won't be decoded and sent to your application.
Oh, yeah. So TNC
TNC will throw it out because it doesn't
matter. Oh, that's what I was. Okay.
Before you move on from that, Frank, that slide, to put it in more modern networking terms, the connected are TCP packets and the unconnected are UDP packets.
that's basically what you're doing. This is broadcast. This is sending data. APRS, beacons, things like that, where you have no destination. Okay, if I'm sending APRS, I don't have W2KBF in the address field. It's going out there to everybody, and anybody who can decode it properly will pick it up. So that's the UI frame. That's the unconnected mode. This is basically just another slide that's talking about that. Okay, acknowledgments and retries, chats, BBSs, keyboard to keyboard. This is basically fire and forget, as it says. No confirmation of receipt. If you send out an APRS packet, you have no idea whether anyone's ever picked it up. Public beacons, CQs, stuff like that. Okay, make sense?
So unconnected still has the checksum and all that in it. I didn't know. I thought a broadcast was just broadcast. Why I thought garbled packets?
Well, the question is, do you receive... Is there packet integrity in what you receive?
Yeah, yeah.
So, yes, on a UI frame, you're still checking the frame check sequence. So if I get a packet from John, an APRS packet of where it is, that packet will be right. It won't have like a garbled, lat long or something like that. It'll either be right. Yeah, it'll either be right, or my TNC won't send it to my application. Okay, that's the layers, okay? The link layer won't send it up to the application layer if the frame check sequence is wrong, regardless of whether it's a UI frame or an iframe.
What happens when you're sending a message, a directed message via APRS?
Yeah, good one.
Okay, APRS.
John C.
APRS is a hack.
Thanks for acknowledging my question.
Yeah, I think it's still UI frames, but I'll see whether I'm
right. It is. But APRS is a hack. Bob Reninga hacked this functionality onto, Steve Jobs said, good artists create, great artists steal. So Bob took AX25, he had an idea of what he wanted to implement, and he jammed a square peg into a round hole. What you're seeing there on an APRS message acknowledge and request and acknowledge is a hack done in the APRS software. It's not done at
AX25. So it's part of the payload?
Yes.
Okay.
It's part of the payload. It's not a specific type of packet the way it would be in connected mode AX25.
Is that the same with UnProto?
UnProto is, it means strictly that. UnProto is unacknowledged protocol, but the command is UnProto.
But it's all packed into the payload?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Everything to do with APRS is stuffed in that payload. There's no magic packets in APRS the way there is in Connect.
So that's why I'm seeing other people's messages then.
Yeah.
And going back to my levels, okay, if you can envision what that was, normally your ACKs are sent at the network level. Here, that's moved up to the application level, okay, where the application is saying, wait a second, there's nothing that says that I can't, as part of the information frame, send an acknowledgement back to John. Okay. That's the same kind of thing like with Meshtastic. If you send a message to somebody, there's no guarantee that they get it. But you could write software in the message where, yes, I send you back an ACK if I get it. The ACK that usually comes from this level is now happening at this level.
So when you're looking at the packet, the address field for unconnected is empty.
It's got something in it, like APRS has got a specific
field. Right, there's a whole scheme. Every manufacturer basically gets a formula to make a two header for their particular type of device.
But it's not a ham call sign.
Right.
It's not to anybody specific.
Yeah, in fact, it's specifically engineered not to be a ham call sign. So that basically, that's again where Bob is jamming a square peg into a round hole. AX25 needs a destination packet, even if that destination packet, to put it in computer terms, is DevNull.
Okay, but is it like sometimes I see APRS in there, or is that?
That's the next layer up. That's at the APRS application layer.
Yeah, okay. And that's why I talked about the layers, because some of this stuff can happen in your application, and some of it can happen inherently in the packet.
And when you get to fully software implementations, where the only hardware is the thing that's taking the tones and turning them into electrical impulses,